Friday, the 16th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, do you remember what I said to you about the Gospel of St. Mark on Monday? I said it's written in quite a pacey way. It's quite a fast read. And I said to you to listen out for the words immediately or and at once, because Mark really moves the story along by using those kind of words. He's using words that hurry us along. If you listen on Sunday to the Gospel, that's how the Gospel begins. And at once, the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert, and he remained there for 40 days and was put to the test by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels looked after him. I want to stop there, guys, because this is such a beautiful, beautiful description of what happens to Jesus that I just want us to stay there for a moment. Why do I think it's a beautiful description of Jesus? Well, I think it's in part because I really like wild animals. I think they are very beautiful and show off the beauty of God's creation. And I love this idea of Jesus going into the desert and being with the wild animals and the angels who came to look after him. Isn't that a beautiful image? Have you noticed it? So, we often, when we hear the story and the priest is preaching to the adults in the room, he might pick up on Jesus being tested and tempted by the devil. But I want you to notice that only happens at the end. In the meantime, for 40 days, he's in the desert praying and he's with the wild animals. And the angels come and look after him. So I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. This is Jesus we're thinking about, right? This is the creator of everything. This is the Lord of everything. In the creed we hear, when we say the creed at Mass, we say everything was made through him. And so obviously the wild animals recognized who he was and they didn't think of him just as a human being that they might want to kill and eat. I want you to imagine Jesus sitting in the desert. And then I want you to think about what would be a wonderful wild animal to come and sit beside him and maybe to have itself petted by him. Something that you might really like. Maybe one of the big cats, a beautiful leopard or a lion. Or maybe you want to think of one of the beautiful gentle gazelle, one of the lovely deer. Maybe a gemsbok, delicately walking up to kneel down beside Jesus and be petted by him. Or maybe a tortoise creeping out of the shadows. Or maybe some kinds of wild birds that could come and sit near him and sing to him. And with the wild animals come angels. I don't know what an angel looks like, but we can imagine an angel with their fiery wings coming to look after him, to care for him. And then I want you to imagine you coming and Jesus making it safe for you to come. And maybe you get to touch the gazelle, to pat it, to feel its beautiful hair. Or maybe the tortoise comes and puts its head on your toe. Or the wild bird lands on your shoulder and you feel its feathers against your ear and listen to the beauty of its song. What would you say to Jesus? And what would Jesus say to you? Let's close our eyes now. Lord Jesus, help us to journey with you this Lent. And to find you in the quiet of our own hearts. Amen.